The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. It is a delight, a privilege, and an honor to be your host this afternoon. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hope you had a great, great weekend. Joy and I did. We didn't travel this weekend. We were home. We're out just about every weekend ministering somewhere, but we were home this weekend. And we actually got a lot done around the house. It was a real honeydew weekend, and we both were very pleased with what we were able to accomplish around the house. It's my goodness, it's June, and we are unusually tardy in having, you know, the flowers, the flower beds, and the yard, and all that. So we still have a lot to do, but we made a lot of progress yesterday. So we're very, very thankful. Again, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. As I mentioned a moment ago, I would hate to be the public relations firm employed by Mount Carmel Hospital here in Central Ohio. It just keeps getting worse and worse, and I'm not trying to, pile on in any way. I have been treated through the Mount Carmel system. It was, I think it was a year ago, this summer in June, around Father's Day. I was in St. Anne's, which is a part of the Mount Carmel family, and I don't want to be melodramatic, but almost died a year ago. They took wonderful care of me. They did. They brought in the emergency crew and took great care of me. So I have no personal complaints, but my goodness, the very disturbing case of the doctor who prescribed lethal doses of fentanyl and other pain medications and caused early deaths for many patients who seemed to be terminal, but others who were not terminal and died. They've got all that. That's going to wind through the courts. That's going to go on for years. Millions of dollars in payments will go out from that. I would assume their insurance company will take care of most of it. But from a public relations standpoint, My goodness, what a hit they took. And then they've moved to a brand new facility. They're leaving downtown behind and all the bad memories and all the bad press at Mount Carmel downtown, where all those people died and where that terrible doctor was employed. And they've moved now to their brand new hospital down in Grove City, brand spanking new. And here's the headline: Legionella-related death reported at Mount Carmel, Grove City. If you haven't been following this case, Ohio Department of Health has released a statement that 7 cases of Legionnaire's disease has been reported by patients at Mount Carmel, Grove City, and sadly, one of those patients has died. Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton released this statement today. My entire team and I are deeply saddened by the death announced tonight. This was actually last night. By Mount Carmel, Grove City, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. We share concern for all impacted by this outbreak. The Ohio Department of Health continues to work closely with Franklin County Public Health and the Mount Carmel Hospital System as we work to ensure patient safety. Can you imagine if you were a patient at Mount Carmel, Grove City right now, knowing that Legionnaires was in the building and one person has died as a result? The 7 cases were confirmed on Saturday by the Ohio Department of Health, and I think this is the most troubling portion of the news statement that was released today. Quote, if Mount Carmel, Grove City fails to implement the actions demanded by the Ohio Department of Health, the Ohio Department of Health would order the hospital to cease accepting new patients. Wow. So they have basically shut off all the water. They're using no tap water at all for anything. There is no ice in the hospital, at least not with their ice machines and so forth, only bottled water. And at least part of the Legionella bacteria was found in the ER. So, my goodness, what a... First of all, a human tragedy. I want to make sure I make that clear. It's a human tragedy. You know, a bunch of people died because of this doctor, and now at least one has died as a result of the Legionnaire's disease. 6 others have been diagnosed with it, at least now. And, If you have a choice right now as to what hospital you were to go to, I would think a whole lot of people are going to say, I don't think I want to go to Mount Carmel. So I hope and pray that they get it cleaned up, that the cause is discovered, and maybe it's because it's brand new. I don't know. I don't know, but... it's a sad situation, first for the patients, but then also for the whole Mount Carmel system. What a mess. And it continues. Now, the folks over in Licking County and Delaware County have avoided a mess. 2 drag queen events scheduled for local libraries have been canceled. You know the details. If you're a regular listener, you know the details of what happened at Delaware County. But on Friday, we were talking about the drag queen hour at Licking County, and I begged you, I pleaded with you to call the folks at the Licking County Public Library. Well, I am certainly not bold enough to say it was us. You and I, our listeners, but it has been canceled. I've got good news on that and someone very special to thank in the midst of that as well. We need to take a break. I'll give you the rest of the details on what happened over in Licking County. When we return, you're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Nobody does it like the British. I mean, they don't. We got a TV monitor here in the studio, and I'm watching live the state banquet with Queen Elizabeth, President Trump, and the royal family, and the Trump entourage. It is something to behold. Few countries have the pomp and circumstance of the British, and it's beautiful. I mean, it really is. And I'm not saying this, you know, because I am the unconditional Trump supporter, but I don't know how he does what he does. Early yesterday morning, he put in a round of golf. Yesterday morning, early round of golf. And then he made a surprise visit to McLean Bible Church in Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C., where David Platt is pastor. Unexpected surprise visit, went up on the platform, and Pastor Platt, David Platt, prayed a magnificent prayer for the president. That was yesterday morning. He is in London right now as we speak at a huge state banquet. How do you do that? Anyway... I congratulate him on his vitality and just his physical strength at his age. He's not a young guy, you know. Anyway, and I think he will comport himself well in Great Britain. So anyway, big state dinner as we speak in London. All right, now back to local news. You know, of course, that there was this drag queen thing that was scheduled up in Delaware at one of the Delaware County libraries. The public spoke out. They expressed themselves, and it was canceled. I am not buying for a minute that they canceled it because of threats. No one has reported any credible threats through the police, or I'm just not buying that. Could be true, but so far I've seen no evidence of that at all. I think it was just because of the public. And then over in Licking County, same thing. And on Friday, you and I were talking about this event in Licking County at the public library in Licking County. And if you were listening on Friday, I begged you to make your voice known. If you live in Licking County, make your voice known. Well, you did, but you're not the only one. Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. Speaker of the House of Representatives, the most powerful politician in the House of Representatives here in Ohio, wrote this letter on Friday of last week. And I want to read it to you. To whom it may concern, like you, I am a strong believer in the First Amendment and fully support freedom of speech. And like you, I am a strong believer in our liberties. But I also believe in common sense. When I was first informed that our public libraries were being used to teach teenage boys how to become drag queens, I thought it was a joke. But the joke is apparently on the taxpayers who fund our libraries. This is a stunning, bizarre breach of the public trust, and it must stop. Ohio's libraries are among the best and the best funded in America. This year alone, the state will spend nearly $400 million supporting local libraries, which are wonderful resources for our communities. Each and every day across Ohio, libraries are playing an important role in helping our students through literacy programs, book clubs, and other enrichment activities. These and other initiatives like educating young people on the dangers of drugs or teaching them technology skills are the types of programs and activities on which the taxpayers hope to see their libraries focused. Let me be crystal clear. This isn't about banning books or banning thought or any other red herring argument. This is about right and wrong. This is about being good stewards of the public's money. Our libraries are an incubator for thought and ideas, for debate and discussion. On this point, we can all agree. But I can also assure you, the taxpayers aren't interested in seeing their hard-earned dollars being used to teach teenage boys how to become drag queens. I expect this to end immediately. Sincerely, Larry Householder, Speaker of the Ohio House. Mr. Householder, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Right now, folks, we are very fortunate. We got Larry Obhoff over in the Senate, the president of the Senate. Strong family, strong marriage, strong pro-life in the Senate. We have Larry Householder, strong conservatives, strong family, strong marriage, pro-life as Speaker of the House of Representatives. We have a governor who is a little loosey-goosey on the tax issue, but as far as being pro-life, absolutely solid. We're in good hands right now in the state of Ohio, and I know that staff in Mr. Householder's office sometimes listen to this program. I've been told that staff members, some are regular listeners. And if there are any staff members in Larry Householder's office, would you please pass on not just my personal gratitude, but the personal gratitude of all of my audience. Now, he made a veiled threat. He mentioned, I think, at least three times in that letter, dollars, state dollars, legislative dollars. The state of Ohio underwrites these libraries big time. And I think Larry Householder made it very clear. If you're going to spend taxpayer money on foolish things like teaching teenage boys how to become drag queens, you can kiss your funding goodbye. Again, congratulations to Speaker Larry Householder in the House of Representatives. I think your phone calls had a great deal to do with this event being canceled. I really do believe that, and I want to thank all of you, particularly those of you in Licking County, who did not stay silent. Your voices were heard. And to Speaker Larry Householder as well, thank you, Mr. Householder. Two events canceled within 2 weeks. Yeah, your voice is important.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.